Hello and welcome. It's hour number two, hour two of our radio program, Kansas City mollywhopping Pittsburgh to advance to the divisional round with Patrick Mahomes. The better story is in the losing locker room, the final game for Big Ben. And the media obsessed with this storyline. Will the Steelers miss Ben Roethlisberger? We'll get to that and more right now in hour number two. The long goodbye. Welcome in the beginning of yet another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we run a good race, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and enormously powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the Pain Management Center, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere off the grid. In the North Woods, as we begin anew this hour, and our lead coming from the heartland of Kansas City, the home of the Ben Maller Chicken Fingers in Kansas City. Now, the Chiefs, actually, Liberty, Missouri, but the Chiefs flexing their muscles on Wild Card Sunday. Did you watch? Maybe not. This is supposed to be a blowout, and it did not disappoint. Patrick Mahomes, not one, not two, not three, not four. How about five?
Not three, not four.
Five touchdown passes, 404 yards, a partridge in a pear tree. Kansas City smothering Pittsburgh and that vaunted Steeler defense. Most of that in the second half, 42-21. The final, Kansas City had 26 first downs, 478 yards of offense. And the Chiefs converted 8 of 12 third downs. I think it's about 70%, 67%. And so all of that leads us to the big storyline here. That not that Kansas City is going to play Buffalo, which is going to be a great game. Should be a wonderful game at Arrowhead Stadium next week. Pittsburgh goes home. The subplot here was in the losing locker room, the final game for Ben Roethlisberger in his long career in Western Pennsylvania as he exits stage right. He gone. Now, this has been the storyline most of the second half of Pittsburgh's season, and it built up into a crescendo. There was a lot of garbage time, and so that meant a lot of blah, 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 blah. All about Ben Roethlisberger. So I wanted to give you my 10 cents. Let us discuss the question, since the game was not much of a game. It was a domination situation, and what can you say? The Chiefs were the better team. The Chiefs won. End of story. They won the way they were supposed to win by multiple touchdowns and could have won by even more. So let us discuss the question going forward. Based on the attention, the media buzz, will the Steelers miss Ben Roethlisberger? And the answer to this is N-O. No. Now, I've got Fettuccine Alfredo, 1-800, and Think Tank. And we will combine all of these things together. And that will be the foundation of this Maller monologue. Now, first of all, this is a weird time, right? I mean, you had Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth, who had nothing else to talk about. So it was slobber, slobber, slobber. They were slobbering all over Big Ben. And it's been that way every Steeler game the last month or so, where the broadcasters rhapsodize and they're bummed out. Oh, no, this is bad. This is sad. Blah, 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 blah. Listen. The Steelers, let me be very clear here. The Steeler franchise will be better off going forward without Ben Roethlisberger. All right, let me clear. The guy that has shown up the last couple of years has not been very good. Roethlisberger is going to go to the Hall of Fame on the strength of what he did many years ago, right? They're not going to miss the recent incarnation of Roethlisberger, who showed up. Now, Ben Roethlisberger has been a burden. He's been an albatross for several years. His last productive season was 2018. We are now in 2022. Since then, he has been a liability. Right? Again, this is another example in sports. When you reach legendary status, you get a mulligan. People overlook the fact that right now you're a bum, right? He got hurt in 2019. That's part of football. Only played a couple of games. But the last 33 games Ben Roethlisberger has played, he has been in an Italian restaurant serving up fettuccine Alfredo. His arm, he's got a noodle arm. He throws the ball within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. We're pretty sure because he cannot throw it much further. And as a result, all his little dump-off passes, he's averaged 6.2 yards per attempt over his last 33 games. And his passer rating is below 90. Those are not good numbers. And he was terrible, if you remember, the last two playoff games, the number's a little misleading in this one because of garbage time. He wasn't good here either. But the 2020 postseason game, where he handed Roethlisberger Cleveland a playoff win with four interceptions and so many early mistakes setting up the Browns in that playoff game. And Roethlisberger, for all of the great success that he's had, and all, you know, never a losing record, and we know Mike Tomlin, the consistency of Pittsburgh football, he has had some ultimate stinkers in the playoffs, handing over a win to the Browns. Remember the game against Jacksonville? You lost a game to Blake Bortles and Jacksonville, and you're at home. That's a sin. That's a cardinal sin. Remember the first Super Bowl, he had terrible numbers. Pittsburgh won anyway. And in this game against the Chiefs, now going to the fourth quarter, he had 98 passing yards. That's it, 98. And Roethlisberger was averaging 4.2 yards per attempt. Garbage in, garbage out. All right, now secondly, the Steeler fan. I would like to address the Steeler fan. You should be in a celebratory mood. So should Mike Tomlin. The Steeler franchise, it's odd to say this considering Kansas City put up 42 points. But that defense is good enough to go on a mild to deep run in the playoffs. All you need is the offense to do your job. Support the defense a little bit. And this game was a testimonial to that. Ben Roethlisberger mentioned how bad he was, 98 passing yards going to the fourth quarter. So the first 75% of the game, forget about it. But Roethlisberger led the Steeler offense to punts on their first 7 possessions of the game. It was 1-800. Dial a punt. I was worried the punter's leg was going to fall off. He was being used so much for the Steelers. And so it was an eyesore until Kansas City led up a little bit, fourth quarter on defense, and Big Ben starts zinging the ball around a little bit more. And you talk about popping the balloon at the retirement party. Pittsburgh on defense forced Kansas City to punt on 3 of their first 4 possessions. They also had an interception and a fumble. And still, that was not enough because the Steelers were so inept on offense. So the first 6 possessions, Pittsburgh did their job. It wasn't until the 6th possession of the game that's when the sinkhole started to open up. And the Chiefs would then go on to score on 6 consecutive drives. It was like a mini version of what Buffalo did to the Patriots on Saturday. All right, final thought. So going forward now, right, with Roethlisberger, his dead weight out of the picture, the Steelers quarterback job will be the biggest, if not the biggest, it's right in the top five biggest storylines of the offseason. They have options. Now, they can go conservative, Pittsburgh, and many people think they will, and they're just going to hand the keys to the apprentice, Mason Rudolph, the red-nosed quarterback, and say, Mason, you've been here, you've been hanging around, the job is yours. Or they could draft some hotshot rookie. Good luck on that. It does not appear to be a world-class quarterback list, at least according to the draft Knicks, the draft nerds. Sign a veteran free agent. You can pull off a trade. Now, I feel like we need to pull a fast one here and go over to the Maller think tank. Unsolicited advice. All right, you've got to find a new neighborhood, and I recommend Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. You got to shoot your shot, as the great Wayne Gretzky supposedly said. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. We know there is a mutual admiration society going on between Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers. So travel down that road. Now, it might turn out to be a dead-end street, and either Rodgers wants to retire, or he wants to stay in Green Bay, or for some reason he wants to play for the Broncos. But you at least shoot your shot if you're Pittsburgh. And if that door closes, you then pivot. And I would rather sign a veteran free agent, someone who I'm not sure can play, as opposed to Mason Rudolph, who I know can't play. And I've circled one name in particular, Marcus Mariota. He's going to be a free agent from the Raiders. He's been backing up Derek Carr. Now, I don't think Marcus Mariota is a great quarterback. I don't. But I do believe he's a better quarterback than Mason Rudolph, and I'd rather have Mariota as a stopgap for a couple of years as opposed to going with Mason Rudolph, who I know is not going to do the job. Period. Stop. All right, let's hear from some of the key participants here. There was a lot of mutual ass-kissing going on. Here's Mike Tomlin buttering the biscuits of Ben Roethlisberger.
Man, he was seven. It's been an honor and a pleasure, man. I don't have the words.
No. Well, you're supposed to have the words. You're the spokesman for the Steelers. All right, let's move on. How about Ben Roethlisberger, who says everything was just wonderful for him in his NFL career?
God has blessed me with an ability to throw football. Blessed me to play in the greatest city in Pittsburgh with the greatest fans and the greatest football team and players, and it has just been truly a blessing, and I'm so thankful to him for the opportunity that he's given me.
Yeah. Question. Did you just rip that off sportscliche.com? Or didn't that sound like, let me fill in the blank, the greatest fans, the greatest city, blah, 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 blah. That's like, all right, what am I supposed to say? I'm not supposed to kiss the ass of the fans, check. I'm supposed to say how lucky I am, check. Supposed to praise the city, check. Check, 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 check. All right, here is more from Ben Roethlisberger, who talks about his performance on this day.
We didn't make the plays we had to early to give ourselves a chance. By doing that, we didn't keep our defense off the field, and we put them in tough situations to go against such a high-powered offense. When we don't, you know, do our job and stay on the field and convert third downs and stuff, that's tough.
Well, that is the understatement of understatements. Again, 7-for-7. Punt, 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 punt. Punt, 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 punt. Now be careful. I say that too much, it sounds like a different word. All right, anyway, here is Ben Roethlisberger one more time. And he's talking about the L word.
I hope that I'm able to pass the legacy of what it is to be a Steeler from, you know, Dan Rooney. We all miss him. Anyone that knew him misses him. And so it's just hopefully I could pass some of that on to some of the guys, and it can continue the tradition of what it means to be a Steeler and get passed down.
Yeah. Okay. Who are you passing? Mason Rudolph? Is that who you're passing it on to? Anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. I believe this game actually validated that the Steeler franchise is going to be in a better place. Because even if the quarterback they get is bad, well, Ben Roethlisberger's bad, so it's a lateral move. And it's possible you get somebody that is wonderful, that is superb. Right? There's a shot of that. Best case scenario. Best, of course, means as good as all the rest. You can hit us up on Twitter, at Ben Maller, if you'd like to be part. That's at Ben Maller. Supply chain issues. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The Ben Maller Show has been unscientifically proven to reduce stress and treat insomnia on the third shift. Maller Militia missionaries like yourself can help expand the Ben Maller Show via word of mouth. Tag along with us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Only you can help us enlarge the Maller Militia. Now to the head maestro of the militia, it's Big Ben.
All right, a lot of reaction to the Ben Roethlisberger Maller monologue. Alf, the alien opiner from Springfield, Mass., home of the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame, where you can see Muffet McGraw, says A on the Maller monologue, considering you've had at least 3 years to come up with it. Tomlin is going to have to go to Magic Camp this summer because it appears the Steelers, that he'll need to use some witchcraft unless the Steelers come up with a quarterback. They haven't had a quarterback for 3 years. So they'll get some stiff in there, worst-case scenario, and they'll be a similar team. They won't have a quarterback. JD in KC writes in, says, 10 out of 10 on the Maller monologue. Benjamin Roethlisberger is a shell of a man of what he used to be, but I would shoot a little younger than Aaron Rodgers. I'll probably try to trade for a guy out of Seattle. That guy out of Seattle, he says. But I don't have to worry about that. We got a party. There you go. He's talking about the retirement party of Ben Roethlisberger. Your sports source writes in, says, screw the Steelers. Can I fast forward to tomorrow and the Maller dance party on the grave of Alligator Arms Murray? Well, we'll see what happens, your sports source, but unless I get laryngitis, I will be right here to bloviate all night after the Rams and Cardinals, the first ever Monday night wild card game, first ever regularly scheduled playoff game on a Monday night. James writes in, listener James says, the only things I'll remember from Ben Roethlisberger,
being a husband and father, never.
Yeah, the only things I remember here is his forcefulness off the field that one time, allegedly. Well, it was actually twice. Not getting out of the pocket quick enough and getting sacked a bunch. John writes and says, Big Ben, more like Big Fraud. Steelers marketing plan, watch them run out and get Gardner Minshew, John says, only to the Cowboys, America's team, more like the Cowboys, the team America loves. Dave. Well, Gardner Minshew would be an upgrade.
He would dominate.
Right, Coop? We're big fans of Gardner Minshew on this show. We love Minshew mania.
In fact, I like that fit. He seems like a Steeler.
Yeah, he's got a little gusto to him.
That's right.
I think that would work. Just have him go from Philly. It's a short, you know, it's not that long a drive from Philly across the state of Pennsylvania. I've made that drive. You go across to Pittsburgh, you're set up. You can certainly do worse. You can do worse than Gardner Minshew.
Right. By the way, real quick, I just want to say, I just want to point out that tomorrow night's game, it almost to me feels like the Broncos are playing because this is my biggest rooting interest of the NFL playoffs this year. Go Cards.
Wow. What a dick. What a dick in Dayton. What's wrong with you, Coop? Well, shouldn't you be pulling for the Rams? You're the producer of the Ben Maller Show. Ram it all day, ram it all night.
It's ironic because I do, like, I've always liked, since I was a kid, before I even, like, met you or even knew about Fox Sports Radio, I liked the Rams as, like, my, you know, my NFC team.
Good.
But then I met you and started producing this show, and now I can't stand the Rams.
Wow. What have I done? I've been very reasonable. I've been very sensible when it comes to the Rams with my Maller monologues. I'm
sure
level-headed. Sure. I am. What have I said that's incorrect about the Rams?
So many things.
Name one. Go ahead.
That Matthew Stafford is the truth, and that one loss that they had, you know,
that's
wasn't.
Right,
Well, Chris agrees with me, right? Chris is practical. He's a Lions fan.
Well, I mean, it's win-win for me, because if the Rams lose, the Lions have the Rams draft pick, and it's a better draft pick. If he wins, everyone who's like trying to turn Matthew Stafford into, oh my God, he doesn't have a playoff win, gets to shut up forever.
Well, no. I Chris, let me tell you what's getting me. I already know. I've seen this before with like Kershaw, with Paul George, some players I like that usually underachieve in the playoffs. Right. So what's going to happen is the Rams will win the game on a Monday night, and so you know my friend Rob Parker, my friend Bernie. Bernie Fratto, these guys, what they're going to do is they're going to say, well, the Cardinals were injured, and it's a home game.
I'm the poo-poo king.
It's not impressive. You know, let's see him beat Tom Brady.
Sound the alarm.
They'll move the goalpost. I know. That's how
he's
it always works.
He's got to win the Super Bowl now.
Yeah, exactly. He does. He's got a better team. He's got all these all-pros. You know, he's got an all-star team, Stafford. It'll never be enough. Yeah, he's always going to have to continue to validate that he's good.
The better question is, what excuse are you going to make when he loses?
I don't make excuses, Coop. I live in the moment. We'll see how the game plays out, but there's no reason for me to make excuses.
He is banged up.
Listen, he's playing the game. If you're playing the game, you're good enough to play the game. You don't. If you're injured, don't play.
Well, he always plays your injury, so I'm just giving you notes.
I'm not worried. I'm not concerned. The Rams will win. They're at home, and I love the fact that everyone's, oh, the Cardinals, watch out for the Cardinals. No, please stop. The Cardinals are total frauds. All right, they got off to that great start. They were 7-0. They had a losing record the final 10 games of the season.
Lions beat the Cards.
The Lions. That's a great point, Chris. Thank you. The Lions. The Detroit Lions. Beat the Cardinals. And some, I saw some of these guys are like, whoa, it wasn't that big a game for the Cardinals. Bull crap. That was a big game. The Cardinals were still playing for the number one overall seed, or at least to win the NFC West. And that was a back-breaking loss. And I got guys like Lou saying, well, the Cardinals were 8-1 on the road. They lost to the Lions. That's worth like 6 or 7 losses to me.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
And to the phones we go, and we welcome in the man, the myth, the legend. He's still kicking and still throwing haymakers. The Boston Hater joins us from parts unknown. Hello, Boston Hater.
Oh, Ben, it's just beautiful. For the 14th time in 17 years, the Patriot Haters dynasty goes merrily along. Only in New England can you win 3 championships in 17 years, WWE style. And speaking of the WWE, Ben, we all know about the Boston Haters dynasty, 83 years without a ring in baseball and football combined between 1918 and 2001 in baseball. And, of course, the Bruins have won a solid 1 ring in 50, the Celtics won in 36. But can you imagine Jerry Jones as a WWE wrestling manager for Brock Lesnar?
I'm having patience to jack with you today.
That would be the funniest thing of all time. But let's not. But memo to Slick Nick Wright. Nick, when you win one ring in 52 years, you're not a dynasty in the making. A dynasty is four straight championships, which no football team has ever done, or 5 in 9 years, which nobody has ever done. So let's cut the dynasty crap out. A dynasty is a string of championships. One or two is chump change.
So, Bostonator, just for the record, you don't think there's ever been an NFL dynasty?
No, outside of Lombardi's Packers, and they went on a blown call in 65 when Chandler was wide right with a field goal that was called good. Legitimately, the Steel Curtain was the most dominant team. But, you know, people forget the Steelers are going to be 90 years old next year. They've won two rings in 83 years, outside of those last six of the 70s. Yet football, as I told you once before, football, they're the most positive people. Baseball are the most negative. You remember when the Dodgers won their only the lonely title in 33 years, and they told you 500 times. The Dodgers haven't won in 32 years. I mean, if you had a dollar every time they mentioned that, you could get an 8-bedroom mansion in Scarsdale for 40 million clams. Yet the Eagles won 4 years ago. Not once did anybody say the Eagles haven't won in 57 years. And nobody said that the Rams have won once in 70 years. And when they won in 99, they ended a 48-year drought.
Now, Bostonator, do the Arizona Cardinals and their success.
Yeah, they haven't won since Robert Blake was filming the thing with Humphrey Bogart over there in Mexico back in 1947. Remember the Sierra Madre movie?
Never heard of them.
Well, they have the longest drought, right? The Cardinals, the longest drought in the NFL.
Yeah, why do they call these things lovable losers? Losing is the most odious thing in the world.
Well, it's a good marketing ploy, though. The Cubs for years did that. Now they gouge their fans at Wrigley Field, but they used to do that to get people to come out. Like, hey, we suck, but we're lovable.
Yeah, I used to see the idiot boys sitting in the bleachers there in Wrigley Field on WGN, and they're losing 15-1 to the Phillies. Hey, come on out here. What a great day.
Yeah, exactly.
But I want to wish an 80th birthday, a little belated, to Marv Albert. And, you know, you ever hear that? Good. One of your good ones, Marv Albert, Ben?
What's that? Yeah.
I was in Boston, Ben, on the corner of Arlington and St. James. And I was getting ready to go downtown. And some Boston punk came up to my car and said, hey, Marv, can you give me a lift downtown? I say, you want a lift? Go stick a jack up your rear end. And I peeled away.
Wow. Hey,
have a good one, Ben.
Thank you, Bostonator. We'll talk to you when the Bruins are eliminated or the Celtics. There he goes. Guaranteed.
Thank God. Thank God.
I know. Coop does not like the Bostonator. But I enjoy his work. He's old school. He's old school, man.
Sure, right? Yeah, he is.
He's going to turn me into a Red Sox fan if I keep listening to him.
For real. Look, I don't like Boston sports teams, but to try and claim that the Patriots weren't a dynasty, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop.
Well, I enjoy, listen, as you know, Coop, I did some radio work in Boston. I got a lot of listeners in Boston and all that, which really annoys the Bostonator, but he loves the Lakers. And he hates the Dodgers. It's very bizarre, but I put him on anyway, but I like the Dodgers. He hates the Dodgers. Can't stand the Dodgers. Used to rip Vin Scully. Who rips Vin Scully? Two people, the Bostonator and Tom Looney. That's it. Everyone else loves Scully. Those are the only two people that rip him. Bostonator and Looney. That's it.
All right, Tom Looney!
Yeah. All right, let's keep it going on the phones. Andrea in Berkeley, the sports sorceress, is next. Hello, Andrea.
You.
Welcome in, Andrea.
Yeah, you sound good. You're definitely on the healing path. It just takes a while.
Yeah. No, I'm not, you know, I've been coughing. I haven't been coughing anymore. So that's the first, once the coughing goes away,
right.
Then I'll put some magic dust out there and the rest of it will go away.
Yes, some honey and throat coat tea. That's good magic dust.
Yeah. Well, salt water, that gargling salt water. Wonderful.
Yes. Yeah, I do that too. I mean, I do 2-3 hour phone consultations, so I can relate. And what a wild game. I'll tell you, Mercury retrograde, Ben, that was a real wild card. That ending That was really something of the 49ers-Cowboys game.
Yes, yes. And the Niners winning and Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't particularly great. Right? But, and it's kind of eh. And, but they won the game.
Right. Never want to count a Scorpio out. November 2nd, 1991, he had a positive aspect to his Mercury, so he was, you know, a little more focused in the second half. And that was really good. And I don't know if you watched the Nickelodeon broadcast. They also had a simulcast on the Nickelodeon channel.
Watching Nickelodeon?
Yeah, it was totally trippy. I couldn't watch it for too long. I like went down the rabbit hole.
I did not see Nickelodeon. I did. Some people have been sending me clips.
Yeah, it was like psychedelic. It was wild.
Well, for you in Berkeley, you probably enjoyed that.
I kind of did. And then it's like, wait a minute, I got to get back to the real game. But that was bizarre. I like the simulcast with Peyton and Eli, but this was bizarre. It was a Nickelodeon simulcast.
And I bet you there were more adults watching that than kids.
Right,
I bet you there were more grown-ups watching Nickelodeon than children.
Yeah, I mean, the demographic was probably, you know, kids or older adults who, you know, sometimes want to escape and do drugs or have done psychedelics. It was an interesting...
Are you saying Nickelodeon, that broadcast appeals to people that like mushrooms?
Yes, I would say so. Yes. Right. And, you know, Full Moon, it was just such a wild game.
Now, is the full moon right now or is it tomorrow? I'm confused by that.
Oh,
is it right now?
Well, the moon is waxing to full. It's actually tomorrow.
Okay.
But all intents and purposes, we're feeling the full moon.
Yeah, it's looked pretty full the last couple of days.
Right, I can get you the exact date, the exact time. But yeah, the moon is waxing to full. And here's the thing: it's like a cold. You feel it 2 days before, the day of, and 2 days after. So technically,
it's like full moon week. It's a full moon
exactly,
work
week. Exactly, Ben. It's 3:50 p.m. tomorrow. 27 degrees Cancer. Sun in Capricorn, full moon in Cancer. So very emotional, too. So this was wild. I mean, the Raiders had a wild game, the 49ers and the Cowboys, and now they're going to freeze with the Packers. That should be something.
That's right. All right, well, let's leave it there, Andrew. I'm up against it, but you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Virgo in service, full moon week on the Ben Maller Show.
There you go, Ben. Take good care.
All right, you too. Thank you, Andrea. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover Card. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. All right, straight ahead, we'll have Maller to the third degree. Also, the Insta trivia, Patrick Mahomes has joined Hall of Famer Kurt Warner and blank as the only players in NFL history to have multiple playoff games with five or more passing touchdowns. Again, Patty Mahomes joins Hall of Famer Kurt Warner and blank as the only players in NFL history to have multiple playoff games with five or more passing touchdowns. That's the Insta trivia. The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It takes hardly any time to follow Big Ben on Twitter. You can follow him at Ben Maller or our executive producer. It is Coop DeLoop at UH Bronco Fan. Give him a follow as well. As, yes,
Daddy.
He will be there and Ben to talk everything in social media platforms. Now let's get it back to Big Ben.
Supermarket Steve writes in, says, what are you talking about, Ben? I've ripped the great Vince Scully on your radio show multiple times. All right, I'll add your name to the list. How dare you? All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. We're going to have the Insta Trivia, a blatant attempt to get you to listen a little bit longer. We're going to time shift for ratings purposes. Maller to the third degree till next hour. So we will have that. But here is the Insta Trivia. Patrick Mahomes joins Hall of Famer Kurt Warner and blank as the only players in NFL history to have multiple playoff games with five or more passing touchdowns. All right, who do we have here? Let's see. Page down. David in Seattle, who knows where all the good restaurants are, says Norm Snead is the answer. Paulie D going with Norm Van Brocklin as his answer. We have Rob in Vegas with Chief Wahoo McDaniel. Who else do we have? Page down. Page down. Mr. Nice Guy says it is my new haircut. Well, that's not actually what the haircut looks like. How dare you? Page down. Page down. Eek in Roseville, Minnesota got it right. Bad job by him. Militia Twitter King going with Jeffrey Dahmer as his answer. Sean in Phoenix says Tom Looney is the correct answer. The Boston Hater from Alf, the alien opiner. Do you have an answer, Brian?
Ben, is it Charger great Ryan Leaf?
Knock it off. How dare you. No. The correct answer is Raider legend Daryl LaMonica. Daryl LaMonica. It's LaMonica, Kurt Warner, and Patrick Mahomes. That's the list. Multiple games with five or more touchdowns in the playoffs. Playoffs.